Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about fascinating behavior. Well, let's go. Yes, I'm still torn between who's the bigger idiot, women or minorities or immigrants or immigrants, yes. Well, let's find out. Yes, some reason people mistake you noticing patterns as being sexist or racist and some other bullshit, but whatever. That's your problem, right? Yeah, look at this little dealy. You're minding your own business, driving to work, and you're eating your banana at a red light. And what do? When you look up, huh?
Okay. Landscaping
truck pulls up
like
right next to me. Start hearing voices, so look over. The entire crew is laughing at me. Oh, really, huh? What a fucking nice turn of events, right? Let me guess, you were eating the banana and you're black. Yes, they probably thought you were a monkey, so that's why they're pointing and laughing, right? Ooh, and you didn't like that, right? Oh, so funny. It's so fucking funny, even minorities could be racist. Look at me, right? Anyways, California natives, so I know enough Spanish to know when I'm being made fun of. Ooh, great, good for you, buddy. And it says, I grab my phone. Really? And who do you dial, pray tell? DHS/ICE hotline already in contact. Awesome sauce. Call on speakerphone with full volume. Report the name on the truck, phone number, and license. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Bye-bye, Webex. Mood in the truck flips immediately. Oh, do tell. They cut over to the turn line. They run the red to make a U-turn. Uh-oh, you shouldn't have fucked around. Now you found out, you dumb fucks. Enjoy. They sped back the way they came. Continue to eat my banana. Damn, it feels to be gangsta. Yes, buddy, you fucked them and they found out, right? That's what happens. Stop doing stupid shit to people and people mind their own business. That's why you should mind your own business. That's what you get for being a stupid minority. Yes, I'm dunking on my people. Probably, but that's what they get for being dumb fags. Right? Well, let's move on. Yes, minorities are pretty fucking stupid, right? But it is what it is. But don't forget about the women. They're pretty fucking stupid, right? Yes, look what came out of New York Compost. And this was from August 14th of 2018. And it was written by Andrea Downey Down Syndrome, right? Well, it says men have better sex with emotionally unstable women. I'll bet Andrea is fucking very unstable. So why the hell you want to fuck this bitch? Yes, and I want to bring up a clip of another bitch being stupid. Oh, and guess what? She's a minority too. So yeah, I'm giving you a double whammy. Well, let's see.
I'm Mexican. Watch what I have to do every single fucking day.
Yes, look at the laundry list with this border bitch. She needs her keys to leave her house. Well, gee, don't you need your keys to drive your car or lock your house and stuff? What the fuck are you talking about? You're fucking stupid. Hey, but at least you got some nice titties. Huh? At least that's something. But yeah, you're kind of a plain Jane and your attitude's kind of lacking. Or it's just fucked up, but let's see what other shit you have to say, sweetheart.
Keys. I'm just gonna go on a walk with my dog. ID.
You know, lady, I'm also Mexican, just like you. You need your ID. Doesn't matter if you're Mexican, if you're American, if you're Chinese or whatever. You need an ID to identify you. Hence what the I means. It means identification card. Yeah. So, what the fuck? That's something you need. What if you want to buy cigarettes or alcohol? You think someone's going to give it to you just because you're a woman? I know you're entitled and all, but don't be fucking stupid, lady. Why don't you go suck my dick or something? It's an idea, you know? It's out there, but whatever.
Because I need to have that on me at all times. Pass card. Copy of my pass card.
Why do you need a copy of your passport? You already got your ID on you. Are you that fucking stupid? Are you scared that they're gonna snatch you up and deport your ass? What the fuck, man? They're saying I was born in East LA. What the fuck, Cheech? You're stupid. Women. Can't live with them and you can't shoot them, right? Just saying.
Because I also need to have that on me at all times. And now I am ready to go on a walk with my dog outside my apartment complex in my community.
You're fucking stupid, lady. You don't need all that bullshit just to walk your fucking dog. Yes, you could just get your ID, your keys, take your dog and walk. Yes, you don't have to make all this bullshit saying that you're gonna get deported. You're so fucking stupid. And maybe you should walk a little bit more. You look kinda chunky. Yeah, lose some weight, bitch. Maybe you feel better and you actually get yourself a real boyfriend. And stop fucking dogs. Stop being gross. Right? Just saying. Okay, everyone, here's the last clip. I'm gonna show you a video of a stupid kid doing some darky bullshit. Yes, everyone's stupid. Nobody escapes my clammy hands. No one. Let's watch.
This ain't no fucking gun. This ain't no normal gun that just shoot one bullet per.
Yeah, look what this little nigglet's doing. Brandishing that toy gun like if it's a real gun. Saying, oh, we'll spit out more bullets and blah, blah, blah. You're fucking stupid. Who's teaching you to do this stupid monkey shit? Don't do it. Yeah, because then people are gonna think you're a moron and they're gonna treat you accordingly. Just saying.
For a second. What's a fucking switch?
And such language coming out of this small child's mouth. Who the fuck's your parents? Your parents should be fucking beaten with a stick because they're fucking ghetto. Yeah, ghetto people breeding ghetto people. Don't do that. You gotta teach the next generation better, but obviously not. Yeah, and this little dumbass doesn't look like he lives in the ghetto. Yeah, it might be Florida. I see like a river back there, but who knows? This guy could be in, I don't know, ghetto USA, but who knows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this little fucking gremlin. He's spouting all this little bullshit saying all that. That's because the parents are ghetto ass trash. Yes, society is going down hell. Yes, we're going all straight to hell because this is the next generation coming after us. Yeah, don't be teaching kids stupid shit because it's not good. Yes. Yes, I don't think there's going to be hope for humanity if this is the type of shit. Idiocracy is probably going to be the winning scenario because the losing scenario is going to probably be way, way worse. Just saying.
I don't play with one bullet per second fucking bullets. I play it 25 minutes per bullet.
Be careful, fellas, because a 25 a minute, a bullet? Wow, that's fucking fast. Yes, this fucking person is so fucking genius, right? These are the people they're gonna fucking take over the world. Ooh, shit. I guess I have no choice. I guess everyone's gonna die and these people are gonna take over, right? Wakanda forever! I don't think so, but whatever. You do you, boo.
Ain't none of that shit, niggas. If y'all fucking got a roadblock that shoot one bullet per second, y'all the fucking ops.
Oh yeah, FYI, fuck Obama. That motherfucker is trying to bring the gay future. All this fucking shit started with him, fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm glad that you're getting divorced. Now you could live your life with a real man, fucking punk.
Shut the fuck up right now. I'm in the ops crib. Yeah. All these niggas suck my dick.
Oh, that's weird. What do you call a chick that creeps on an adult? A reverse pedophile? Interesting. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. All these people are fucking stupid, right? I guess we're not gonna have kids. We're not gonna breed or anything like that because usually this kind of shit will come out. I hope that when I have, if I have kids, they don't come up this retarded, but you never know, man. You never know. Well, anyways, just take care of your business, and hopefully the world gets better. If not, well, fuck them, right? Well, goodbye.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. see how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Daphne, we're going home.
Women, know your limits.